Well then, after much anticipation, I'm happy to welcome you all to my D&D campaign called War of the Dragonauts.
War of the what?
The Dragonauts. Which is also a Black Sabbath song. No, wait, it's called Supernauts, but that's where I stole it from. Alright. That's all I wanted that for. You find yourselves in a port town.
Port town?
Port town?
Port town.
Port.
Pork town.
That's what.
I mean,
pork. In a pork town.
For one reason or another, each of you have come to this town on the far edge of the westernmost continent of the land. As I explained earlier, there's two big continents. And you all are seeking passage on a boat to the eastern end. And you know that this city, the city of Port Sarim, stolen from RuneScape, is a good launching-off place for wanderers and workers and adventurers to try to find passage across the Great Sea. Now, one at a time, you all are strolling down the line of docks. You see all the ships docked, and, you know, you're just trying to find work, but none of the ships have any vacancy, and you're going down, and you see one ship at the very, very end of the docks that looks like it needs help.
I'm getting into it. Keep going.
You see a very frantic looking captain. He's wearing like a flowy but cheap looking purple robe, and he's trying to get everything together, get the last boxes hoisted on. And first coming down the line is the dwarf named
Smeckledorf.
How you say it?
Smeckledorf.
Now, Smeggledorf is wandering along, and he's kind of looking for it, but he's lost in his own. He's got his own inner monologue. Maybe he's thinking about why he's here and where he wants to go, and what's he saying to himself as he walks down the docks?
How did I get here? Where was it from? Talking heads.
And why is he here? What's he thinking about as he walks down looking for a passage
across
the
sea? He's just a little, like... He doesn't really know what he's doing. He's just getting out. He sold his house.
For 120 gold.
For 120. His kid's in college, so he's not really too worried about that. So he's just, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Alright, so he's walking along. He's getting close to ship. About 20 yards behind is a young-looking paladin who's got some spring in his step. And why is he coming to this boat? What's his name?
We got Bo Dallas. Vodalis is walking up with his shiny breastplate.
What's going through Vodalis' head?
Oh, he's just looking for the most sinister-looking people or whatever, maybe. Or, you know, just anyone that's going places, because he's really trying to spread the good cheer of the paladins.
And last but not least, who's coming down the docks?
Zanvalor. 36-year-old
half elf,
seven foot five.
Seven. Wait, what? How tall is he?
7'5".
Okay, 7'5".
Zanvalor is a third for adventure. He's seen one continent. Now he wants to see the other. Looking for a ship, a stable ship, to get him across the Great Sea.
Cool.
Hoping to make some good friends.
Well,
from any race.
Vodalis.
Almost simultaneously, you all approach the end of the docks, and there's this one decent-looking ship, and the captain's looking frantic. He's yelling at his crew, get those boxes on. We were supposed to have sails up an hour ago. God, why can't I find any good help around here?
I walk up, and I see that... See, he's got a purple robe.
Yeah, he's got a flowy, purple, cheap-looking robe.
Cheap?
As you approach him, you kind of smell like too much cologne.
Too much. I instantly say, what a nice purple coat you're wearing, or robe. It's great. Flattering him, of course. And then ask if he needs a good, strong worker.
He looks you up and down and he says,
I'm trying to cross the sea to spread cheer. Would you give work for passage?
What's your name?
Vodalis, the Paladin. It's a title.
Vodalis, huh?
It's a title.
Well, my name is, I'm Captain Gaboosh of the ship, the Purple Lady, and, I'm a merchant ship, and we're just trying to get across the sea, and I need all the help I can get. I can't pay you anything, but I can get you to, the eastern continents.
Will you feed me as well?
Yes, of course,
Oh.
We have a good cook, his name's Cook.
What kind of jobs do you, need me to do?
I need you to start lifting these crates. Come on, move that, don't drop that one!
I see, like, whoever just
get to
dropping
work, get
that,
to work.
I,
get your
I,
shit
I,
on deck.
Yeah,
go pick a bunk and then get to work. You're
I start
fine.
Following
let's
whoever's
go.
Dropping the shit, and I'm like, alright,
let's go,
well,
let's
I pick up his shit.
So, what do you want, dwarf?
I think your crew sucks. I want to get out of this shithole.
Alright, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard.
I say nothing but follow along with the...
He just nods at you.
Bottles
and then he gets back to ordering people out.
I just follow him.
Alright. So, after like another sweaty hour and a half, seems to take way too long, Captain Gaboosh is running around, yelling at him. He's supposed to have an accent, but I can't really do an accent. Let me,
He's like New Jersey.
Get these fucking crates going. Come on, we got a bunch of spices we gotta get over the eastern continent. Let's go! And finally, you're on the fucking seas.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
You're sailing.
Another
you're
pizza
shore.
Going out. Come on!
It's late in the afternoon.
Underline
you're like
New
the
York
last
accent.
Ship to depart for the day.
How long is the travel?
Oh, yeah.
Passage to the east continent takes about a month.
As I'm, helping with the crates, can I sneak a peek in one of them and see what's in there?
Yeah, it's so hectic you do that. Right. And you just see typical merchanty wear. Like, the purple robes he was wearing, there's a lot of those. They look
right.
Overpriced and cheap.
Is he like a salesman of purple?
He's just like a general merchant. He's bringing
spices.
And
oh, he's got
furs and whatever the fuck people will buy.
Okay, I'm a little suspicious of this merchant.
That's why you got on this boat.
As you watch the western continent disappear in the darkness, you all maybe reflect on, you know, the intensity and the enormousness of the ocean and the undertaking you just took. I mean, you all just like left your whole lives behind and you're going out to this new land for whatever reason. You don't know what's in store. And the sun sets. You know, things are going smoother than the day would have... hinted at.
I walk over
and
to Zanu. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you're all just watching the sunset, and you're on the upper deck. I don't know shit.
Zanvalor. I walk over to Zanvalor, and I say, "So, who roped you into this?" Kind of jokingly.
Yeah. Nothing but my own mind.
Yeah, I just really wanted to get out to the Eastern Sea.
Yeah, I've heard many story. Many story. I've never seen it with my own eyes, nor has my father.
Your father, you know. I see you're a half-elf. Is your father the elf half or the human half?
He is the elf half. My mother is full human.
What?
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, what?
Excuse you.
I mean, yeah, I'm just trying to get to the east. I heard there's a lot of bad people out there that need to be smited. So,
bad people.
Well, yeah.
What kind
yeah.
of bad people?
Well, you know, just like lowlifes that really need to, you know, find the light.
Oh, so you're like a religious type.
Oh yeah. Would you? I hand him a pamphlet.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, it says Desna with like and like star patterns, and I hand it to him and.
I smile on the first chance I get without him looking at it, toss it overboard.
So I go on for like 15 minutes.
Okay, you want to toss it overboard?
Yeah.
What is your stealth?
Ooh, shit. Not good. Plus 3.
What would be the check against that?
Perception.
Okay, Simon, you... pardon me, what'd you roll?
14. It's hard to roll on this.
I can roll over here for you guys.
Okay, I got 8 plus.
Right, roll for you. You want to roll?
You can roll.
Plus what?
So I got a 7. My perception is minus 1.
Okay, so you successfully throw the flyer without... Okay.
And I keep rambling for 15 bonus. Minutes. For like 15 minutes about death.
Okay, about 14 minutes in...
Okay, here's this. Look at this.
You hear the dinner bell ringing below deck.
Fucking starving.
Alright. So you head down below deck to
the galley
where you eat dinner, all of you. And
you see like just
this is your first chance to see all the crew together, and they're just the laziest, gruffiest, piratey type crew you could imagine. I mean, you know, you got criminals and missing limb, like all that shit. You know, these guys have been on the sea and they're getting by, but you know, whatever. Most piratey crew you can imagine, and everyone's getting in line to get their slop at the galley line or whatever. Behind the galley, serving it all up in dishes, you know, it's got the one slop of this and then the veggies or whatever the fuck, is a big looking, is a human, a big chubby dude, and you imagine that this is the cook, and he's just serving it up. I mean, he's kind of got a grin on his face. You can tell he likes what he's doing, but yeah, whatever. So, you're going through the line?
Yeah. So me and Xanlor walk up behind Speckledorf, who's standing in line.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to get like 2 scoops.
Okay, so you're at the
Cookie's not having it.
You're trying to get 2 scoops.
Yeah, I'm trying to get 2 scoops.
Okay. That would be probably charisma, which you're terrible at.
2 scoops of food
slop
instead
of 1.
Okay, so you want to try to get 2 scoops.
I'm
going
to try
to
get 2 scoops.
Roll a charisma check, and you're going to need at least 14. This guy's got a good sense of, he's a personable guy, but, you know, we got a long voyage. You can't just be giving out 2 fucking
scoops.
So roll your first d20, and then whatever plus or minus your charisma bonus.
Okay, so...
So do diplomacy, probably. Would be a good one.
Persuasion? Diplomacy is fine. Yeah, whatever.
Wait, how do I do...
So, what's the number you got?
17.
And then add... Diplomacy is your charisma. Plus 0, so... Minus 2. So, it's 15.
Alright. So what do you say to him?
Say, hey, Cookie. I'm hungry. Need a scoop.
The name's Cook Dwarf Cookie. Of course. 2 scoops for a hard-working dwarf. Indeed. You, shiny one. 1 scoop for you.
I take my 1 scoop and I walk away.
And don't be trying to give me any of your pamphlets.
He doesn't say anything. He kind of looks up at you and just gives me your
7
scoop.
Foot 5.
I give him a respective nod and walk away.
So you guys are eating dinner. You can, you know, the crew's everyone's shouting, you know, typical dirty pirate banter, and penis and dick and gay and pussy jokes abound. You know, the galley's swaying and whatever. You're eating dinner. Anyone wants to do anything, otherwise we can just kind of...
I suppose I hang out, eat, and do my chores for the night or go to bed.
At the end, Captain Gaboosh comes in at the end of dinner and, how'd everybody, how'd the first day go? For you guys. You liking life on the sea here?
I grunt.
Huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Cook! What's the deal giving the dwarf 2 scoops? Can't be giving away all the fucking food. We got a long voyage. That's coming out of your check. Have a good night. Goes to
the Noted. He's cheap.
Captain's a hard ass.
Alright, so, it's officially nighttime. Everybody's staying. I mean, this ain't a 5-star merchant ship. You're kind of sleeping all in one area with the hammocks, like you would expect a gross pirate ship or merchant ship to be like. So, you guys can all go to bed or whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
No, Billy, you were suspicious. Maybe you want to do something.
I'm going to poke around a little bit.
Alright, where do you go?
He's just some snoozy merchant.
So, I think I might. I'm gonna break into the kitchen and get a tankard of ale.
All right. So, do you wait?
Okay. I see the tall guy.
Wait,
were
we
given
beer at dinner? Or
well,
yeah, you each get a mug of beer.
Oh, that's
there's
fine.
Beer. There's
that's
lots
satisfied.
Of beer.
I'm
okay,
tired. All right.
I was gonna say. Yeah, I thought you looked like you needed another mug. But no.
There will be lots of beer.
Okay.
All right. So
I hear the night bell. I go.
Yep.
Well, they do anything.
That's what I'm gonna do. A night bell. The first night passes.
Oh, what? Hey, do
yeah,
I
unless
get
you
a,
want to do anything.
Do I get a break into the kitchen?
Do you want to?
Yeah.
I just go to bed at 9:30.
So, after everybody goes to bed, a stealthy dwarf figure slips out of his hammock, which is on the ground level because he's short,
right. Yeah.
And do a stealth check, trying to sneak to the kitchen door.
Okay. So, stealth check.
It's an alphabetical, so we'll be at the bottom.
Should I have, like, written in all the bonuses?
You could do
beforehand?
That.
Later.
Yeah,
okay.
So ability, like, yeah.
Okay, stealth.
But it's just whatever the thing is there.
Dexterity. So I have one.
So you get plus one.
Plus one.
Yeah.
So what do I need to get into the... And what do I need to get into the kitchen?
You don't have to tell them.
Just roll.
Oh.
Just roll.
I got 8, so 19.
Yeah, okay. You the door's not... It's not even locked.
It's just open.
It's open. Like, they don't... Really expect.
You made less than
you see it's just you see the same shit for dinner, but empty and tidied up, and no sailors eating. All
right.
There is like a back room though that is locked,
okay.
Like behind where the cook was serving the food.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to get in there too.
Okay,
you
so you need to pick the lock.
Okay.
How does lock picking work, Zach? You have tools, right?
He has
yeah,
lock
I have the.
Do you
I have
any skills
tools.
That would help with that? I'm not too
I'll
familiar.
Pick pocket.
There's sleight of hand, there's disabled device as a dexterity thing. That'd be a lock.
Your profession is pickpocket?
Yeah.
Did you give yourself any bonus to that?
Yeah, I got...
Well, that's pickpocket. That's picking people's pockets,
that's
though.
True.
That's
true.
Picking rats.
Well, whatever. I'll just... You want to try to pick the lock?
But that's cool. Disabled device.
Go ahead. Roll for it.
And that'll be a dexterity,
so that's plus one.
Yeah.
So 18.
The door slides open,
right.
And in the kitchen, you know, you see sacks of flour, food. There's a tankard of ale.
Which I drink.
You
successfully.
Drink. You steal a cup of ale. So you pour a mug of ale. What do you do with? Do you just drink it?
Just drink it. Just slam it.
Okay.
I'm like, dwarves don't like being on
boats. It's like 2 in the morning.
Yeah,
right.
So that's
like,
I gotta get
to
sleep.
Okay,
that's
fine. You don't really see anything suspicious, though. Not in the kitchen.
Alright. Well, I went in the back room, though. I had to pick my way into the...
Yeah. Okay,
pretty decent. Good job.
Yeah, 1 second.
Do you sneak back to your bed then? And just wait. Well, I'm not mad that you have to sleep.
Well, now he's drunk, probably.
Yeah,
you drink until you're cozy. All
right.
And the rocking of the boat seems to have equalized out with the rocking of your head.
Try to think.
So you're good.
Yeah.
Okay. So I go to bed then.
All right. Cool.
Try to describe as much stuff that you want to do,
for 3 hours.
And then just have Ryan tell you stuff that you can't do.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the best way to think about this game, I think.
Okay.
It's the morning. Day 2 on the sea. You guys wake, it's kind of foggy, but nothing seems to change. You head out on the upper deck, and this is where Captain Gaboosh... Alright, I'm going to give you guys your duties now. You guys who have sailed with me before, you pretty much know what to do. New guys, here's going to be the thing. You're going to take turns being on lookout. One of you gets the morning shift, one of you gets the afternoon shift, one of you gets the night shift. You can figure it out. I just need someone up there at all times. When you're not on lookout, one of you is going to be following Cook around, doing whatever he needs done. He's kind of in charge of the food and also keeping things clean. And then one of you is going to be my little assistant. So, and you're going to be rotating all day. So I get
fucking...
Can you say the accent?
I don't get sick of you.
You're gonna be my little
thing. I'm gonna hang out with Cookie because we kinda
I
likes my sense
for
of humor.
First shift in the watch.
Alright.
Alright, I'll do the other job.
I climb up there.
Alright, Shiny, let's go.
Wait, I thought he was the little assistant.
No,
I'm hanging out with Cookie.
Oh, he's hanging out with the cook. Oh, so I'm his little okay.
Hey, my name's Cook. Dwarfy.
Yeah.
That's what Cook says to you. Alright, so you go up there. You're not gonna see
I
shit.
Up there I see all the fog and and roll myself a long cigarette of famous elvish tobacco.
Okay. You're gonna go with Cook.
I follow the captain.
No,
I'll be his little.
You're following the cook.
Servant.
Yeah. Alright, so the first thing that happens is the cook goes, well, the first thing I like to do is start preparing lunch, and he goes into the kitchen, and he notices that somebody left the door open. This is weird, I never leave the door open. And then he goes back there, and he sees a mug of, an empty mug sitting there on the counter, and
busted.
He throws it at the table. One look at the dwarf. Alright, dwarfy, I need you to come clean with me. Because I know none of these other scallywags have deft enough hands to get through this door.
Ooh.
Now, did you drink my beer?
I did. I definitely drank it.
Throw him overboard.
Cook smiles and pours you another mug of ale. Cheers.
Yeah, see ya.
Fast friends. All right, switching gears.
I'm following the... So I'm following the captain?
Yep.
Captain
Gaboosh.
So Captain Gaboosh. All
right, first thing I need you to do, Shani, I need you to take inventory of everything, because everything was haphazardly thrown on here. I need to make sure that none of my crates went out of place, or got lost during the loading process, because some of these pirates, some of these scallywags like to run side business of their own, you know what I'm saying? And I need to know if that big sword hanging there needs to be put to any use or not. So, he leads you down to below deck where everything's stored, and he gives you a clipboard and says, go through every single box and tell me what's in it. And that's what you get to do.
Everything that's in it.
No.
This is bullshit.
Should we fast forward
as I leave to go downstairs, I look up at the look, I'm like, hey, you want to change jobs?
He's like, no.
This one sounds pretty funny. We're gonna make crafts.
All right. So, do you guys just want
to? I'm not necessarily.
You guys fast forward to
every crate. I don't miss a spot.
You did.
I like.
Bush sees the clipboard and just nods. Good work, Shiny. See you tomorrow.
Everything's in place.
And it's dinner time. You guys. Zanvalor and Vidalis enter the galley and notice that Smekeldorf is sitting already. He's already halfway through his meal. It looks like he got at least 3 scoops.
He's got shit charisma. How is he so good with this cook guy?
And you guys each get 1 scoop.
That's all I need.
I eat my food and be happy.
Drink my beer slowly because I only get 1.
Yeah.
Nothing really happens unless you want it to for a couple more days of sort of the same procedures.
I do my chores for the days, and I keep trying to weasel my way out of doing inventory, but like day in and day out, I'm deciding.
The three of us start to bond.
Yeah, every night at dinner.
By playing cards.
Maybe Smekeldorf shares some of his
extra
scoops.
Yeah, a little extra with you guys.
Until one night, you suppose it's probably day. It's probably the 5th or 6th night. Gaboosh comes down at the end of dinner and says, all right, crew, we made it our first 1,000 nautical miles. So tonight, special occasion for you all for being making such efficient progress. And he busts out behind him comes an especially gross-looking sailor with a big, big barrel of liquid, and he slams it down, and he says, hometown special, all for you guys. And let's drink. And it's passed up, and they knock the cork out, and mugs are being passed around. And it's this kind of frothy brown liquid. It looks pretty nasty, but you're one sniff, and you're sure that it's going to have its desired effects. So it's time to party. All
right.
And Cook joins you. He comes in, he's like, oh, this is the good stuff. And he slaps Shiny on the back. And he fills up an extra big mug because he's a big
dude. I asked, does this happen every 5 days?
is this every 5?
How many kegs?
Usually it's about every 3 or 4. But the captain likes to do it, whenever I guess he's feeling good.
Alright, that sounds pretty. Yeah, so I grab a beer and I start to explain about.
What is beer?
What is it?
It's a frothy liquid.
Grog. My craft of brewing determines grog.
Okay, grog.
I
That's what pirates drink.
I drink grog all night. Reminisce.
Yes.
Banter.
I start going off about how half elves aren't as good as normal elves. I ask him how long he what's your goddamn Zanvalor? I ask Zanvalor how long he expects to live as a half elf. And then I say some shit about elves being able to live to be like 400.
Yeah.
I'm drinking this brown liquid.
I tell you to shut the fuck up unless you want to get your ass beat.
Just before tensions mount too high, Cook comes over and he slams five dice on the table and says, "Would anybody like to shoot around?" And he also slams down a fat sack of coin, which I don't possess because I'm broke.
I say, yeah, I'm drunk at this point.
All right.
I don't really have any judgment.
I guess.
Pissed off because this asshole is telling him like.
I guess that's not much different.
He's being racist towards me.
All right, tall one.
While at the same time preaching about God. All right. Wait, what are we playing?
Let's roll. Oh, that's simple. It's simple. You get two tosses. Best hand of five wins.
Right.
It's dice poker, so you know. I got you ever played Yahtzee?
Yeah.
1, 2, 4, 5, you know, well that was a terrible roll. But two of a kind or whatever.
Yeah.
What do you say? Best of three? What's the wager?
Best of three, 10 gold.
10 gold it is. Alright. Money's on the table.
Alright. So what does that mean? 3. So what do you get?
I got two pairs.
Oh, two pairs. And then what? 6.
And then nothing. So I got two pairs.
Three
if you can
ones.
Beat it. You got 2 4s.
Fuck, I got nothing. Got one pair.
Oh wait, we're below
keep
deck.
Keep the
2 4s.
Yeah, we're
so
below.
It's like Yahtzee.
Keep yeah,
the two
keep it. You get to roll again though, but you can roll those three.
Yeah,
oh, three of a kind. Is that better than two pairs?
Oh.
Thanks.
Oh! Lucky roll, tall one.
I feel like I'm
that's one for you.
Yeah. Shit.
Ha! The eyes of the snake.
Is this Cook?
Yeah,
this is Cookie.
Cookie.
Ooh. Oh, God, he's got four of a kind.
Oh.
God damn. I don't know if I can beat that.
Four eyes.
Oh shit.
Oh!
The better for him.
Well played, tall one.
I win.
Right. You win.
I take my gold. I shake
and,
your hand with the cook. Good to meet you.
Yeah, I keep looking
so
out up there, keeping us safe.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't always a cook on a ship.
Tell me
in
more.
Fact, I used to fight in the Queen's Navy, where I was a warrior on a ship. I've sailed across this great sea more times than I can count, rolled more dice, seen more mermaids, fucked more mermaids, drank more barrels of grog than any mortal man that's ever lived, but I like this, you know, Captain Gabushi's not so bad.
Really? He seems like a dick.
Yeah, he does. I come
yeah,
over.
But, yeah.
I hear that.
You're just the new guy.
I've
know.
Been here for 5 days and all I've done is count inventory.
Give it another 1,000.
Do you know how many apples
hey,
we right. have on the ship? Because I do. All right. I do. Do you want to?
How many?
400. I get out like my city clipboard that I have and I like plop it down, flip three pages. 637 apples are in the crates.
Wow. Well, it's good to have some actually talented around here. I mean, these fucking lowlives, I get so tired of them, and they stink, and they all they do is talk about the same shit, the same dick, gay, pussy jokes all day long. It's good to see some intelligence and hard work around here. You know, when we get to the Western Continent, maybe you guys think about signing on again. I'll talk to Gabush. Maybe we can get you a pay raise. Actual pay. What do you think? You guys have taken
yeah.
to the sea life?
Oh, man.
I don't think so.
We're trying to travel the western continent.
Well, actually,
it doesn't really go with my...
I say yes, but in my head, I mean no. I'm having a good vibe with this guy. I don't
shoot
him down.
I started
explaining
about
it. Like a soft, half-hearted yes. Well, I say I'll think about it.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Gives you another slap of food.
I start explaining about how Desna needs to travel. And spread the good word.
It'd be the wash spell.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. You guys all, you hear a shout. All hands on deck.
I run upstairs.
Dude, I'm hammered.
I run up to the deck.
Is this the same night as the girl?
Yes, this is still going on.
I go upstairs with a wine-ish swagger.
What the fuck's going on? Gaboosh is in his nightrobe. A bottle of not grog in his hand. Something fancier, you can tell by the shape.
Yeah.
What the fuck's going on out here? Holy shit, where did this come from? And one of the pirates is like, sorry to wake you, Captain, but the storm, it blew out of nowhere. I don't know what's going on. Alright, everybody get to their spots. And you guys have picked up a little bit of sailing. But, you know, you're not sailors by any means. And so, you guys go listen to Cook. Do what he has to say. Listen to him, and we'll be all right. I need everybody helping out. Wipe that grog out of your faces. Let's go. Yeah. So there is now a crazy storm going on.
Does anyone need raincoats? There are 14 raincoats in the bottom cellar. 14 raincoats. Everyone need one.
All right. So there's a crazy storm going on, and
I need a children's husky raincoat.
Only mediums.
Alright, you guys listen to me. Alright, Dwarf, I need you to go tie down the mast lines. They seem to be popping. Do you know anything about knots?
I know.
Alright, go tie down the mast lines. Tall one, I need you to get back up top there. Relieve that sailor of his duties. He's drinking way too much grog. I need you on lookout.
No problem.
And Shiny one, stay with me. We're going to take the wheel. We're going to take the thing.
Yes, sir.
All right. So as you run up to the wheel, you can see that the sailor who's currently steering is way too drunk. And Cook comes up to him. He's like, "You're a relief sailor." And,
no, I'm in a...
What is this thing?
I don't know.
I've been wheelman this whole voyage, and I got it.
Yeah.
And, Cook says, "Captain's orders. Get the fuck out of here. Get down to your bunk."
No.
And Cook looks at the paladin as in, like, can you do something about this?
Vidalis.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Vidalis. I'm trying.
I run up and I, like, shove the drunk guy aside. Well, you know, I don't really have to shove him. He just kind of falls over. And I grab the wheel.
He's actually very rigid.
Oh, is he?
And he gives you a shoulder and he knocks you back.
Well, I give him a shoulder and knock him back with my strength and... Yeah, just my strength.
Wait, where am I right now?
And I get a 13.
No, you're with Cook.
You knock the sailor, and he loses his balance, and he falls back. And as he tumbles down, he bangs the back of his head on the railing.
I don't care.
Is out cold.
Shit. I don't care.
I see
the wheel starting to, like, shift really quickly.
Grab the wheel!
And I use my dexterity to grab it. And if it matters, I got a 13.
Yeah, you're fine. You got the wheel.
Okay.
But the storm is, need some thunder in this bitch.
It's because I'm drunk.
Yeah. The storm is intensifying. I've never seen a storm like this blow out of nowhere. This is crazy. The waves are getting higher and higher. You see some of the sailors stumbling over and to the edge of the railing and just getting obnoxiously seasick off the brown frothy grog, and it is gross. But it's irrelevant in the situation because as you turn back to see...
It is seen... And it is gross.
You turn back to see Cook, and you see his expression is pale as a ghost, and you don't think it's from the grog, but you think he might be genuinely terrified right now in his years of sailing that there is a crazy storm. And he's muttering, the storm season has been over for months. I don't know where a gale like this could have come from. What did the dwarf do? You tied down the mast, right?
Right.
Okay. And you're up top.
I'm up top, trying to hang on.
I yell, "Do you see anything?"
Fuck no, dude. This wave's
do
the
you
tallest
see it?
Mountain.
Can you do
Eastern continent. Don't know. Sure. Will you roll a perception check?
See with your half-elven eyes. Look with your half-elven eyes.
Can't talk to see with elves.
And make a racist joke.
Why don't
you go even while asking
the captain some more? You little helper.
I look at the captain with like a, no, he doesn't mean that. Kind of.
What do I roll for perception? 20?
Yeah, always.
I got a 15 plus. You see
17.
Just waves and lightning and thunder, but coming out of the north, you see almost what looks to be like a twister on the surface of the water. And it is moving in a direction that is, you know, on course to damn near run you guys right over.
Speckledorf, bladder.
Which
way
do I say, fuck the beef. I yell at Malvor, says,
tornado! Steer right! I steer the direction that goes away from the tornado or whatever he said.
Yeah.
And I start cranking the wheel.
Point, Cook runs over to the, to the port side of the ship and is squinting in. He's like, oh my god. And he sprints down into the captain's quarters.
Well, right, Smegledorf, bladder full of grog, is peeing off the
yes.
side of the boat.
He pees off the side of the boat as I whip it left or right or whatever direction was away from.
Alright. Yeah, let's wait for Smegledorf. So yeah, you guys are trying to fight the storm. Sailors are running all over, trying to do sailory things they do in a storm, trying to tie this down just this mess.
I ask if it was a twister or a tornado.
I say twister. Correct myself.
Yeah.
Feel the moment again.
It's
tornado.
Over the water. Okay. So there's no land.
There's no land. No, it's a day 6. We're out in the middle of nowhere. I'm concerned about Cook. Claims he's seen these seas for decades and suddenly shook. The cook is shook.
The cook is shook. That's, yeah, no, the cook shouldn't be shook. He's been on them too many times.
No, I'm thinking that something
else. He was trying to get us to join the crew or whatever. Like, he thought this was going to go places and now he's shook.
Maybe this could be something supernatural.
Nope. No.
Alright.
I peed on a mermaid. I think she liked it.
Well, in my experience, says Cook, not really into that sort of thing. Anyways, as Cook runs down in the captain or the cabin to talk to the captain, he grabs Smekledork by the shoulder and he like kind of motions for you to come with him. And you guys enter the cabin, and you know it's a nice cabin. You know the captain's got his table and shit, and the lights and lanterns going like this. And you can see that the captain, Captain Gaboosh, is pretty drunk. He's been slamming whatever this bottle of fancy booze is. And,
wait, he didn't get the brown grog? He
no,
got
he's
the...
drinking. No, he's...
God damn, fuck this guy.
Where's
Captain!
I don't see that, but
where's the
in my mind I'm thinking, fuck this guy.
He's, Captain, there's a twister. It's directly on course to hit our ship. I say we abandon and head for the lifeboats as fast as we can. And Captain Magoosh is like, no way, we're carrying over 1,000 gold pieces worth of cargo here. We gotta stay true to the course. There's no way we're abandoning this ship.
So many raincoats, purple coats they have.
Incompetent.
Captain, we have to go now. You need to order the crews to get to the lifeboats or every one of us will be lost. And Magoosh looks at Cook and points a finger and says, who's the captain of this ship? And who's the cook? And who are they gonna listen to, huh? And get out of my cabin. Make sure,
get up out of here.
He's got a point.
Go make sure, keep us safe from this. What does he say? Go make sure that dirty crew of yours keeps things under control. And let me drink my wine in peace. And he kind of tries to shoo you guys out of the cabin. And
I tell Cookie, I think we should kill the captain. Get off his boat.
I think
we all come to
conclusion. Can I not steer the boat, just turning it away?
Well, you don't know this is going on.
Well, I know, but I'm still trying to steer
it. Yeah, you're steering
the
boat, but from the crow's nest, Zandalar sees that no matter how you steer it, the twister itself seems to be adjusting as if it's being controlled and has a mind of its own. And there's not really any
it's
way.
It's following us! Following us! What?
Did you hear that, Captain? The tornado is following us. We are.
I start doing.
The ship is lost.
I yell serpentine. Serpentine.
Serpentine.
But I'm in like a huge boat.
Oh, the serpentine does nothing.
So.
Moving right towards us.
I'm panicking. I'm like crows now.
If you're not gonna save this ship, I will. And the cook moves to leave, but the captain, Captain Gaboosh, surprisingly nimble in his drunken state, grabs a dagger from a drone's desk and jumps over the table and is making a move to stab Cook. And the only person who maybe could stop it, who has an attack of opportunity, would be Smeckle Dwarf.
Yeah.
And what do you do?
Dude, what do I do? I think I have all my weapons are in the cabin.
I mean, this is like...
I throw my...
You are a wizard.
You're in a position where you could just...
I don't know. Okay. I'll use...
Magic missile.
You're a wizard. You're a wizard.
Speckletor.
You're a wizard. Burning hands on the captain.
I read it off. I don't know how does it work.
It might set...
Oh, shit. Give him the book.
It might set the ship on fire, though.
It's raining.
So much.
Let's do it. Okay, spells is called Burning Hands.
251.
Nice. Yeah, see, that's why you're perfect.
That's my level one spell. Captain really pissed me off. I'm just gonna, like,
yeah. Walk in here.
I didn't like this captain.
Oh, but... shit. Okay. You. As the cook turns, like, eyes in shock as he sees Captain Gaboosh coming at him with a knife, his eyes go even wider and turn fiery orange as a cone of fire shoots out of Smeckle Dwarf's hand and engulfs his purple nightgown.
Fuck yeah.
He's screaming, and as he's screaming, this lurching as a particularly strong wave hits the boat, and he crashes through the glass and falls out of the ship into the ocean. But in his tumble, he has knocked his bottle of booze that was in his hand and his private stock all got knocked off the shelf and were high enough proof that they shattered and ignited, and now the whole cabin is ablaze instantly. We gotta get out of here, says Cookie, and he grabs you, and you guys run out onto the deck. At this point, I see
the burning face fly out the window.
Poor asshole.
What?
Terrible scream as he hits the water.
No, he
extinguished
just keeps,
by the ocean.
No, he keeps burning in the water. Can't even be extinguished.
He is extinguished. No, that's a level one spell. He's extinguished.
I'm extinguished by the sea, but
you're yeah.
I see him just go under, and that's it. It's lost.
Okay.
And then I see the cabin ignite, and I'm like,
The fuck was that?
Fire. Now the inside of the ship is on fire. At this point,
right below
you
me?
See that the twister is getting closer and closer. It's probably a half mile out. You have
down,
minutes until
I,
it
climb down from my car
hits the ship. Abandon ship, Cook says, and sailors are scrambling. But meanwhile, the storm is getting more and more intense as the twister is coming. You see that there are only two lifeboats that hold maybe six people each to the 20 or so crew. And you see that one of them is already full, and the sailors have already cut the line, and they're dropping as you see this. So there's one lifeboat left, and there's already most of the crew is heading towards it. And you're in the back, you know, driving. You're kind of by the cabin with Cook, and you're climbing down.
So wait, how many spots are left of this lifeboat?
There's like three sailors, and there's four spots left, and there's three other sailors heading towards it. So between the cook
and
you,
I run really quickly and I grab straws and I like make all the shortest ones and I go, "All right, guys, we're gonna do this."
It's too late. The sailors have they've cut the lines and the ship has dropped and the lifeboat's gone and it is now just the four of you plus like the knocked out guy and maybe a couple stragglers like that don't even know what to do. They're so drunk and the twister's coming. The ship is burning and for a minute. The rain stops.
Oh, shit.
the wind stops. You're in some sort of an eye of the storm.
But the ship's on fire still.
The ship's burning. Yeah, the ship's on fire.
The ship's on fucking fire. The captain's alcohol
and the
is too
cook,
strong.
Cook looks and he sees the canoe coming and he says, find something to float with or something. Grab onto something. And the twister hits, it comes close to the ship, and first the mast rips off and is like sucked up into it and is gone. And you guys are all freaking out. And I need everybody to roll some sort of check how they're going to make it through this situation. Maybe swim, or I guess survival would be the best.
Fuck. I did a 6.
Okay, 6.
I knocked out my way down.
I got a 3.
like some internal bleeding or something. Hit by a mast.
How tangy.
Hell yeah.
You get
19.
I got like the captain's private like.
Oh, it's so like, a
lifesaver.
Smeckledore does a swan dive into the ocean.
Yeah, you so a particular giant wave comes and knocks both of you guys. It crashes into you and knocks both of you off the deck together, and you do that thing where you fall in the water unexpectedly and everything is like pretty much dark.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Speckled Dwarf sees a net surrounded, or a net full of barrels. Seems like a good flotation thing. And you run up and using one of your, no, you don't have any of your axes. You remember that the captain dropped his knife, so you grab the knife and you cut it and you throw it overboard and you say, come on, Cook, and you guys jump. You do a beautiful, like, double flip swan dive thing into the water.
No splash.
And you come up like a dolphin. Land on it. And Cook's not as graceful, but he's on there too. And you're kind of floating away, and you guys are now surfaced, and you're floundering in the water. And
I grab...
What do you...
Driftwood. I look for driftwood.
There's no driftwood. You see in the distance this raft with your two friends on it, and you kind of think they might be your only...
I got a 13 to swim to them.
Okay. Yeah. You start swimming to them.
10.
Swimming. You're swimming.
12. Sure.
Over there, Smeckle. Isn't that the shiny one and the tall one? Let's go. And they're swimming, but you're kind of slacking, and there's another crack as one of the masts falls and almost lands nearly on top of you, and there's a big wave, and things are not looking good for Zanvilar, unless maybe someone helps him out. And now at this point, Valadis has made it. Valadis has made it on, and...
Dallas, come back for me.
Help, guys. Is there something you can throw him? Maybe anything. You don't have any of your equipment on you. It's on the books, though.
Oh, it is.
You guys are not prepared for this. Maybe some of this rope
that's...
What if I
freeze him in the water? So, like, the ice floats. So he's just, like, frozen in a...
You have that?
I got the... Rate of frost.
Oh,
that might hurt him, though. But yeah, you can make like ice.
Well, he's already pretty. Like maybe it stops some of his like internal bleeding or something. But,
you cast Ray of Frost.
Yeah.
All right.
Freeze.
Speckled Dwarf fires an icy beam and it freezes your whole body except like your head and your arms. But you're floating and you're good.
Okay. Cool.
And you're good. And you hear a huge crack like the fucking Titanic as the boat like goes like this. And you hear screams as like flaming sailors are falling up, like the last drunk guys that aren't gonna make it. And you're slowly drifting away, and the twister has passed. It didn't actually end up hitting the ship. It kind of curved off after all. But it was enough to destroy the ship. It's almost as if whoever was controlling it, or if there was someone controlling it, kind of knew what they wanted to do. But the ship, you watch as it rears up and snaps in half.
Jesus.
And the front half that had the cabin in it that's all ablaze is sinking. And the back half seems to be floating off in the distance. And as the twister pulls off to the north, the storm seems to calm down a little bit. And you sail away slowly. And you notice through a break in the clouds that it's a full moon, which none of you had noticed before. And you almost seem to see, you think you might see the shadow of something pass across the moon. Maybe it was just a fast cloud. And then the night's quiet.
So was the front half drifting away somewhere?
It's on fire and it sank.
Well, where's all,
no, the other
half? All your shit then was in the back half. That's where
the one that it didn't start on fire then. I want to follow that as much
as
I can.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, where'd my stuff end up? Where'd my acid go?
I'm like, my stuff! My sword!
So what kind of boat are we on now?
We're on the raft.
You're on a raft made out of, like, you're frozen. They tie a rope to, like, your arm and, like, pull you in. And they're kind
of
just
dragging
you behind.
So
slowly melting.
There's no roof, it's just a...
I have, like, a little chisel sort of, like, out of wood, and I just kind of am, like... slowly itching away at the ice.
Just a raft?
Yeah, we just have a raft.
Yeah. It's not even a raft. You all are kind of like sprawled out on this big net full of barrels. And it's floating.
Oh my god, this is day 5 of our month trip.
We're in the middle of nowhere of our monkey trip.
This is fucked.
What did we sign up for?
We
have to cook with us though.
I thaw out and say, this is the type of adventure I was looking for. And then I pass out. Because I'm drunk and I have a